Hello, everyone listening on Radio Statler. This is Side Pocket once again, wandering around the con, getting interviews from truly awesome people and places. I am right now here at the Hackers for Charity booth, and I'm here meeting this man. Would you please introduce yourself, sir?
Hello, I'm Glenn from Hackers for Charity.
Cool, awesome. So I know what Hackers for Charity is. There's the huge, really blew me away. But for those, few people out there who don't know what Hackers for Charity is, could you just please sum it up for us real quick?
Predominantly right now, Hackers for Charity was started by Johnny Long. He's in Uganda and essentially started the charity. He provides support for nonprofit organizations in Uganda. He has also started a training center for the people in Uganda. That's the basics of Hackers for Charity.
Cool, cool. It's awesome to see, hackers getting involved with the community and giving back to the world, which sort of brings us to us. So you guys seem to have a very, colorful, active booth going here. What are you guys exactly, what stunts are you trying to pull at Hope here?
Basically, we go around the different conventions. We're at Hope today. We just go around the different conventions, and that's where our support comes from. It comes from the hacking community by doing silent auctions, selling t-shirts and things that actually have been made in Uganda by the people that Johnny knows in Uganda.
I see you're holding some sort of raffle here. Could you maybe explain a few seconds of what that is?
Well, actually, it's not a raffle. It's a silent auction. We have auction items donated, again, by the hacking community. We have the Pony Express. We have the Kisby, also a GPS tracker. Some NSA challenge coins. All of this has been donated by the hacking community at large, but specifically the Pony Express by the makers of Pony Express. They've been a great help. They usually donate one for each con that we do.
Awesome, awesome. So all the moolah that's going into the silent auction and some of the swag you're selling here is going to go directly to charity and running stuff.
That's yes, that basically goes directly to support Johnny in Uganda. At this point, that's predominantly what we're doing.
That's freaking awesome. I love seeing that. And so I guess the last quick thing is is this your first Hope? And if whether it is or not, what do you think about Hope 9 this year?
It is my first Hope. I got up early this morning around 3 a.m. to drive here, so I'm a little tired and it's a little warm. But
okay, 3 a.m. was my midday for me. I guess I've been on the radio all the time. I've been up for 16 hours, man.
Yeah, basically drove here 3 a.m. A little tired, a little beat, but, all in all, it's a great conference. I mean, it's obviously one of the well-known conferences out there. A lot of people, happy to be here.
Awesome. Great to see you. I guess one last question. Hackers Charity, in my mind, has just, done so much both for, the Ugandans and the hacker communities, especially both the image and our soul. What would you guys like to see Hackers for Charity, kind of go into as the years go by?
Well, we want to do some more U.S.-based things. We haven't put our finger on what that might be. My personal thoughts have possibly getting hackerspaces involved, maybe doing a charity event locally with different hackerspaces in conjunction with Hackers for Charity. But other than that, I don't have any specific things that I know we're doing. I have ideas of what we're thinking about doing.
Well, that's friggin' awesome. I'd love to see that. And real quick, where can people go besides the mezzanine here? If they're not here, I hope to check out Hackers for Charity.
Thanks a lot. Just happy to be here.
Well, where could they go to check out Hackers for Charity?
Oh, didn't hear the question. Sorry. Basically, we're on the mezzanine, I guess, towards the back at Hope, online at www.hackersforcharity.org. And basically, that's pretty much it.
Awesome, awesome. And I'm actually, after this interview, if you still have t-shirts to show, I'm definitely going to buy one of those in a couple of seconds. It's a great pleasure for you guys to have me here and stuff. And that is right now another interview for Radio Statler. This has been Side Pocket. Keep in tune for more interviews coming up on the hour.